Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action! Welcome to the Into the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we are talking both of our most anticipated movies. This is my most anticipated of the year.
This is not mine. I don't know what my most anticipated was, but it made my list.
Yeah, no, I know it made your list. So I was excited when you said that because I forgot it was on your list. But It was my most anticipated of the year. It's Infinity Pool. We're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it A24's first film of the year? I think so.
I think maybe.
Because then Sharper just came out. But I think this was the first one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Good cast. That's about where
the cinematography.
Great cinematography.
I mean, is A24 going to give us bad cinematography?
No,
I don't
think
not. So.
They're really not.
Great use of color.
Yeah. Interesting plot. Or at least on the basis.
Okay. Yeah.
That's about where I'm stuck now.
Well, okay, so like, you can't even end, like, say this is horror, because, so.
It's not.
For me, when I go to watch a horror movie, I have to ask Sam. Sam, is this a daylight movie or a nighttime movie? She's like, you can watch this whenever. And I was like, oh, God, okay. So
yeah.
I watched it at night, and I was like, I don't really know what's going on. I don't think this is horror. It's definitely more psychological thriller.
For sure.
I wouldn't even, like, define it as a thriller either.
I'm trying to find genre for it. Oh, it says horror sci-fi. Sci-fi for sure. Like, mildly sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I want to go...
Okay, the IMDb says crime, horror, mystery, sci-fi, thriller. I wouldn't really consider it crime either. Except for that one scene. Oh, well,
yeah,
actually, no. I guess it is a crime. The whole point is about a crime.
Yeah. But I definitely want to go mystery.
No.
Because I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I'd say so.
There's one part that might be a mystery, but it's kind of confirmed that it's really not a mystery.
Yeah.
And then thriller, like, I love thrillers.
This I think
really
it was
thrilling.
I'd say it was more psychological.
Yes, definitely
if I
more
had
psychological.
To suggest. It wasn't bad. What did you rate it? You didn't rate it.
I didn't know what to rate it. So
I struggled. I think I told you I was planning on a 3-star rating, but I was going to sleep on it. I went with 3 stars anyway.
I think if I were to go back and rate it, I think I'd give it 2 stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked it. I was disappointed.
It was for me. Like, especially because horror is not my genre. And,
yeah.
Like, we've said this before, kind of rating movies when it's not really a genre that you necessarily watch often, it's kind of hard to rate.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I was, if I rate a musical, it's harder for me to be like, oh, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Mamma Mia, that's the one.
Yeah, of course.
The one.
But yeah, it was just kind of meh for me.
I think it had, perhaps it is because, like, it was my most anticipated and I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
That, like, it really let me down. But, like, I even went in not having much of any expectations because the only thing I knew about it was that it was about this couple who commits a crime and then the punishment you can pay to watch yourself die. It's all I knew. I had no idea what they were going to do with
that. I didn't know it was that.
Really?
I think I... Because what was the original? What is Infinity?
I
Yeah.
guess
So the only thing
the
I knew
plot
was
doesn't
the
really say
letterbox
that.
plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says, while staying on an isolated island resort, James and M are enjoying a perfect vacation of pristine beaches, exceptional staff, and soaking up the sun. But guided by the seductive and mysterious Gabby, they venture outside the resort grounds and find themselves in a culture filled with violence, hedonism, and untold horror.
I don't know that word. Yeah. So I did know that the plot was they can pay to watch themselves die. I don't know how I found that out though.
Yeah, I
I
don't really
don't
know either.
know. I don't know. But I did know that going in.
Okay.
So I was excited. I'm like, that's cool, that's unique. I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay.
So I like went in, I'm like, I have no idea what they're gonna do with that plot, but it's so cool. It's gotta be
Yeah.
something. Like they gotta do something with it. And they kind of didn't.
They suggested it, but they didn't do it.
I'm gonna be sadistic here, and it's my horror fan coming out. They have this whole plot of being able to watch yourself die. And then kill them in like the tamest way possible. Like, okay, so Brandon
Yeah.
Cronenberg is the son of David Cronenberg, who is the master of body horror. Knowing that, I was expecting this plot to go off the rails, absolutely disgusting. I was expecting this kid to disembowel him when he started stabbing him. I didn't want to see it,
Oh my
but that's
God,
what
wait,
I
that
thought. What?
I thought like it was Smile for a second. Like that's what I thought I was
He was
watching when
so
that kid came up.
creepy. He was
He
so
was.
creepy. No, but I really just
But
thought
go
they were
back
going to
with
do
it.
something so messed up, and they didn't. Not that it
Yeah.
needed to be. Like, I guess just the premise in general is creepy. Like, having your clone self yell as it's dying, and like having to watch that is obviously traumatizing, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I put too much weight on who was directing it and who wrote it, and thinking that like
Well,
it was going
yeah.
to be something nasty. And it was at points, but not where you thought it would have been.
Just hear the one nasty thing.
Ugh. Is it the one I messaged you about?
In the beginning of the movie?
Sort of in the beginning, yeah.
No, I was talking about the hallucination.
Oh, those two.
That one I
Yeah.
wasn't like, yeah.
Okay. No, the hallucination. Which one got you in the hallucination? Because for me, it was like the nipple retracting and falling off. And yeah.
Yep. And things coming out of it, I was like,
Yeah,
what
I didn't like
the
that. I really didn't like
Nope.
that. I so there was a Letterboxd review that said my nipples feel unsafe.
They, yeah.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. That was too much.
Yeah, like you get it as a hallucination, but I was like, why?
I
It, that's a really
wish
long hallucination as well. Like
very
it could
long
have been cut
hallucination.
down.
I liked the hallucination. I kind of wish it wasn't so hallucinogen, if that makes sense. Like, it's all so quick, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on, which I guess is the point. But, like, you could tell that there was, like, some really messed up stuff going on in that hallucination, but, like, which is what I was expecting from the movie. And then it was
Yeah.
all done in, like, so many quick shots and, like, weird
I
colors,
think we
which
saw
looked
more
really
of,
cool.
yeah, I think we just saw Mia Goth's tits more than anything in that
We
hallucination.
did a lot. We saw a lot of people's stuff, which
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting.
No.
You see everything.
Which
Everything you
wasn't
could
needed.
possibly. No. Why do I get naked people and their bodily fluids, but I can't just have like some weird body horror? It's all I
So
wanted.
true. So true.
I didn't need to see somebody's nipple birth things. I could have just. I don't know. The scene
Like
where
makes
he's
me
laying.
ill.
Yeah, right? The scene where he's like laying in like that big vat of like red Play-Doh looking stuff.
Yeah.
That's how I thought he was going to die, because that is in the trailer, and that is how I thought he was going to die.
Yes.
So imagine my disappointment.
I'm really confused how they cloned them. Like, they
Yeah.
locked him in that thing, and I was like, I feel like they need a little bit more than,
They
like,
did, but then
filling.
again, I also don't know how you explain that. I don't even think they probably know.
Probably not.
Yeah, because it didn't make any sense, like, at all.
I was honestly deeply confused at first because I was like half-heartedly paying attention. Was like, what
Honestly,
are
me
they
too. I
doing
tried to pay
to him?
attention in the beginning, and then I kind of just got a little bored,
Yeah.
which I was not expecting with this movie.
Yeah, I.
I did pay attention. Like, it's not like I just stopped watching,
To
but
be
like,
really.
I was like playing a game on my phone.
Well, we
So,
missed an important part.
yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. I still couldn't tell you where they discovered that, but
I
it's
feel like
fine.
I vaguely remember that, because I feel like it's after that he runs into the bathroom and grabs his passport.
He found his passport?
Yeah, so he actually
Okay.
hid his passport.
I know, I was joking, but
Okay.
I missed that part.
I had to go back. I'm like, did they hide his passport? No, apparently he hid it.
He hit it when he
Which.
came back from the first time his clone was killed.
Did we see him hide it? Because I think that's what just had me confused. I thought he genuinely had lost it. And I'm like, your wife is just gonna leave you?
I don't remember, but I remember them packing
I do remember them
and then him
packing.
saying, I think I just read.
Yeah.
Lost his passport or hid his passport.
There was just a lot. I think that was the main problem, is they tried to fit so many different things into this one idea when the original idea was better than anything else.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the fact that it was like a cult thing. I guess that brought a different layer to it, but like,
Was it really like a cult or
I
was it
don't, that's
like
the
just a
best way to
rich
describe.
people thing?
Maybe it was just the best way to describe it, I feel like. It
Yeah,
feels
it
cult-like, hey, let's go watch ourselves die again.
is. So true. So true.
Yeah. But I just feel like the original idea was so much better. Not that I
Yeah.
think it needed a sequel, but like if they wanted to explore that, it could have been done in a sequel.
Yeah, they don't need a sequel.
I would have just rather see the other stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I will say, Mia Goth looked kind of fine in this.
She did. Which, I like her.
It's
She's
shocking.
fine. I really liked her in X and Pearl, but like I like X more.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looked really good here, and I really like her in horror. She
Yeah, that's
fits
definitely her
she
genre.
it is. She fits very well.
Especially because her voice in real life does not fit in horror, which
No,
is the
it doesn't. It's
scariest thing.
amazing. It was like, this is like the closest I think we've ever heard to her actual
Yeah.
voice. Because I'm like, is this her actual voice? I'm like, no, her actual voice is way mousier.
Yeah.
I think they should have let her have her actual voice. It would have been scary.
It would have been.
Because it's
Although
so like.
Alexander's.
Alexander
Go
Skarsgård.
on.
Oh, I was just gonna say,
No,
because
go on.
it's so like. Childlike almost, and like putting that voice on
Yeah.
someone as sadistic as her character would have been wild.
That would have been really good.
What were you gonna say about Skarsgård?
Also, Alexander Skarsgård's kind of fine in this as well.
Alexander Skarsgård is kind of always fine.
Very true, but the only thing I've ever seen him in was Big Little Lies, and to
So
admit that
have
during that
I.
movie.
Yeah, you can't like him in that.
I
Okay, wait.
mean, like, what do you expect from the sex symbol Bill Skarsgård?
Yeah, I'm looking. Is he the dad? Yes,
Nicole
okay.
Kidman? Yeah.
Yes, okay. Stellan is the dad. I was just trying to figure out. I always get confused on how the Skarsgårds go. I can never figure out who the brother of Stellan is, or like.
I think Bill's it.
What?
Or no. What are their names?
Stellan Skarsgård has 8 kids.
Yeah, there's freaking a lot.
Okay, there's Bill, who is maybe the most famous.
Yes. Bill is it.
And then Alexander. Apparently there's Gustav and Walter, and I can't find the other people's names. Oh, there's a Sam. Alexi. There's a Sam and there's a Bill.
Kind of iconic.
I wish there was a Harry.
That would have been everything. Okay, there's apparently Alexander, Gustav. He's in a Westworld on HBO.
Okay. The Skarsgårds just really took over Hollywood, huh?
They really did. Good job, Stellan.
Skarsgård has had a vasectomy, stating that he felt 8 children was enough. Really? Really? Oh, he does have a daughter. She was a model. Yeah, I always get confused on... the Skarsgård's family tree. Because, like, I feel like, doesn't Stellan have brothers? Am I making that up? Possibly. I don't know. Confusing. But there's a lot of them, so that's probably why I get confused. Yes. Also, Stellan Skarsgård just looks great, so maybe I just always assume he's, like, the brother of them. Stellan Skarsgård is eternal, man.
The sex symbol that he is.
He is a sex symbol. You ever see his knee tats? His butt tats?
Dude, he was in all Swedish things, really, up until... Oh my god, he's in Good Will Hunting.
Who?
Stellan.
Stellan is? I need to rewatch that.
He plays a professor.
That makes sense. You should watch The Glass House with him, because that one is, like, actually very scary. Not very scary, but he's very scary in it. What?
Oh, never mind. I thought he was going to be in one of the movies I have on my scavenger hunt, but it's different. It's like the Swedish version.
Gotcha.
Good job, Stellan. Go you.
I love you, Skellen? Stellan.
Just really going through his filmography now. Do you know he was in the Marvel Universe? Bless you.
I feel like I maybe vaguely did. What is he in?
What is he not in? He's mostly in the Thor universe.
Okay, I feel like I did know that.
And then he's in the adventure movies. Good job, Stellan.
Yeah, good job. You know who else I kind of liked in this movie? The girl who played M, and also the fact that her real name is Cleopatra, and I think that's really cool. Yeah, Cleopatra Coleman. I think that's sick.
That is pretty cool. I mean, I didn't not like her.
I know. I was like iffy, but then she just kind of disappeared, and I'm like, okay, I kind of want her back now.
Yeah.
Because, like, at first it's just like, okay, like, let me get to, like, the fun stuff. And then she kind of, like, disappeared. I'm like, okay, no, we need your normalcy back. Please and thanks.
Yeah.
Because everyone here is messed up a lot.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Which was also interesting, because was M more wealthier than James?
I feel like, yeah, because he was, like, a failed writer.
Yeah.
But I don't know what she did.
Yeah. So, like, you thought that maybe she would have stayed? Also, so was Gabby and her husband also arrested during the hit and run?
I don't think so, because what's confusing me is that, like, what confused me throughout is that I thought they were all going to see themselves get executed, but M didn't get executed, so I assume neither did Gabby and Albin, because they were all accomplices, I guess. And like, granted, I know Alexander Skarsgård was the one driving, but usually in that situation, if you're going to do a hit and run, everybody in that car is getting punished in some way.
We watched I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah. Oh my God, when that happened, I'm like, oh my God, are we just gonna do a bunch of spoofs on horror movies? Because when it first started and Mia Goth's character is like, oh my gosh, I read your book, I love your book, I'm like, oh my God, this is Misery. Don't ever trust a pretty woman who seems nice and nurturing and is gonna take care of you because she loves your books. That's how this happened in Misery. Then
Jeez.
again, just don't maybe trust Mia Goth.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. Trust Kathy Bates, but don't trust Kathy Bates. But like, she's usually safer bet than Mia Goth. Mia Goth is
Yes.
scary in just about every role that she's in.
She really is.
But she plays it so good.
She does. Which now I realized that so they knew going into the hit and run
Yeah.
that like what was going to happen.
I can't figure out if they planned it or not.
It's yeah.
And like, why did she pick James? Because she ended up revealing that she wasn't actually a fan of his book.
Think because sh
Is it because he's
she just
Alexander
knew that he
Skarsgård and
was
he's hot?
probably. I think she probably knew he was vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's really how you choose
It's
anyone
just like, I wish that
nowadays.
we got more. That's, yeah, true. I wish that we got more of like a background on that kind of stuff because, like, I feel like there's just so much little things that are like hinted at that you just never fully get exposition on. Like, I
Yeah.
want to know why Gabby and Albin picked him. I want to know what they did to get executed the first time. And
So true.
wait, no, I think we found that out. I think we found that out. I can't remember. So much
Couldn't tell you.
happened in this movie. So much, and
Yeah.
yet nothing at all at the same time.
Yes.
It felt its length, but I can't tell you much of what happened during it because there's just, it's a blur. It's a hallucinogen.
It is. I feel like we keep hinting at what we wished happened. Like we should just say it.
Yeah.
It's
Like,
so like in what?
oh no, I was gonna say, like, what you were just about to start going on about.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So it's like hinted at the movie. Well, in the movie, that what if they actually killed yourself and kept the clone alive? That would have been so much better.
So much better.
Because it's they try to have an open-ended, but they kind of things that you read confirms that they've actually killed all the clones and that's the real James.
Yeah.
But killing the real James would have been so much better.
It would have been so much
It would
better.
have been like an us situation.
Yeah. See, there are just so many things that they could have done, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And it's so disappointing. But I do think that would have been a much better plot. Like, him being executed, if they had kept M in, if the real James got executed, her kind of picking up on that, you could still bring in that little cult of people and them kind of like gaslighting M into being like, no, he's James. He just went through something traumatic, but like
Yeah.
having that kind of thing and then them trying to suck her into that world. Just feel like M, they brought her character in only to do absolutely nothing with her.
Yes.
Not that they necessarily needed to, but I feel like she just would have been a much better addition. I think we needed that normalcy to like cut up things. Because by the time
Yeah.
James realized that everything was fucked up, it was far too late.
Very much so. Also, the one major thing we missed is apparently they cloned James without his permission and he was a detective.
I'm like, that's like vaguely coming back to me.
It's once again could be another us situation. There could just be someone, another you amongst
Yeah.
this earth, and it's actually you.
Blech, I don't like that. That's so
Yeah, that
scary.
is weird.
The only one I vividly remember is the dog
Yeah.
version of James, because he,
Wait, that was different than the detective version of James.
I think so.
Okay.
I remember him being the detective now.
Okay.
Something happened. Maybe he is the
Okay.
dog. He might be, actually. Let me
'Cause
pull up
they
my
train him.
Wikipedia. They
Please pull
do.
up your Wikipedia.
I am. Brutalizing a clone of himself, he had been led to believe that was the police detective who initially arrested him. In a moment of clarity and panic, James retrieves his hidden passport. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, okay, it doesn't say.
Okay.
But I don't think the copper died. But yeah, the only one I remember super in depth is the dog
Yes.
version of him, because he like punched in his own face and I turned away because I'm like, ah, gross.
Sounds
That's what
very
I
violent.
wanted from this movie. I wanted to turn away, and it only happened once.
I don't think it turned away at all, but then once again, I was half-heartedly paying attention.
Yeah.
So what was the point of like them wanting to James to kill himself?
Does it say?
Screen Rant?
Encouraging him to kill locals, engage in intoxicated orgies, and abuse the resort staff. I don't remember most of that. I don't think it ever says. That whole bus thing, too, which threw me off because it would show him on the bus, then show a bunch of people around him, and then flip to just him being on the bus. I'm like, are there people on this bus with him, or are there people not on this bus with him? I don't understand.
I think there was people on the bus.
I think so too, but I don't know why I kept going away.
What was my question?
Was there a point to them making James kill his clones?
So it just says that Gabby was grooming him.
But grooming him for what? If that's just the, yeah.
I think it was just for fun. Yeah,
I mean, she was definitely having fun.
so I found in the screen RAM. It says, so there's like a little section where it says the real meaning of the Infinity Pool's ending explained. It says Infinity Pool can be interpreted as more of a terrible version of the purge. At its core, the film examines what happens to someone's humanity if they can commit horrible crimes with no real consequences. Gabby has fully embraced this lifestyle, and her goal throughout the film is to break James down to brainwash him. Using psychoanalytic theory, Gabby represents the instant tech. I can't speak. Well, it's a little tipsy. Instinctual desires of the id, and James is the organized and realistic ego. James' wife, M, is the moralizing superego, and her departure makes James thoroughly corrupted by Gabby. However, the dehumanizing of James doesn't stick, and Infinity Pool ends with the man being a literal shell of his former self, whether the original or a clone.
It does make sense.
It does.
I don't like it.
No, me either. It has a deeper meaning, and I felt like it just didn't need a deeper meaning. It just needed harder.
Yeah, it had a deeper meaning that just didn't stick.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what like Pearl is. Pearl has a deeper meaning
It
than what
does.
the surface is.
It does. I guess it just wasn't what I was expecting. It's just the
No.
moral of it, which is fine. Like, I still enjoyed
Yeah.
it, but not to the level I was expecting. And I think partly to do with that is the fact that the trailer was so different or gave an
Yes.
entirely different vibe than the actual movie did. Like, the trailer made it sound like it was going to be like this weird, sadistic, kind of almost funny horror movie. And it ended up being a lot serious and more mellow than I expected.
Yeah. We needed the crazy.
We did. We needed the crazy. And you have Mia Goth there to provide the crazy. And she did.
Yeah,
At
just
the
a different
end,
kind of crazy.
you have Mia Goth breastfeeding a real life human adult man.
I was okay. I was just thinking while watching that. It's weird that like boobs are not off limit when you're
Yeah.
filming sexual content. Like you have to have modesty pieces for everything else, but no, sucking on a nipple is
It's fine.
totally fine. Unless like it was a fake nipple on top of her real nipple, but clearly like I think it
I really hope it was just a fake boob because
right?
that's gotta be so awkward. Unless you two know each other, that's just gotta be hella awkward. Like, obviously
And
they know
like,
each other, but like,
not to be weird, how do you not get turned on by that?
yeah.
Like, I get it with sexy, like, since there is a modesty piece and things are not going into things,
Yeah.
it's a little less, but like, that's like a sensitive area that's being teased.
You know, maybe she just realized how fucking weird the context of it
Maybe.
was. Someone said, I feel like I read a review, and they're like, if I had a nickel for every time I've watched a Skarsgård movie where someone gets breastfed, I'd have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
What was the first one?
I can't tell you.
Why can't you tell me? It's in it.
No. Because it's something
Why
I
can't
want
you
you to
tell me?
watch eventually.
Who's in it?
Can't tell you. The Skarsgård. I can tell you, but it'll just like, it isn't really a spoiler, I guess.
Please tell me, because I'm really confused.
Barbarian.
Oh my God, I forgot if Skarsgård was in that. Skarsgårds are just, it's weird. You
It is
have
weird.
Stellan
Who gave us Mamma
doing,
Mia?
yeah, and you have your children doing horror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll never get that scene out of my head, though. That was just a lot.
Yeah.
I think moral of this, though, is that I liked the first half, it lost me in the second. I felt
Yeah.
like that first half went quicker, and then the second just became a lot.
It
And
did.
there was just so much going on, it was hard to focus. Also, not a great movie to watch if you have like epilepsy or anything
No.
like that. I don't, but I get
You're
headaches
very
very easy,
sensitive.
and I was watching
Yeah.
it, and I'm like, oh my God.
You're very sensitive to flashing lights. Do not watch this movie.
Do not. Should we go a bit through this plot just to see if we can make sense of it, or
If you want to try.
we can try? I didn't quite get the beginning of this movie. It started with like M being like, did you just say you can't feed yourself? Like, that was the opening line.
Yeah, the
And I'm
opening
like,
is really weird.
is this foreshadowing somehow? Oh, you can't feed yourself. He breastfed. That's probably not actually like major foreshadowing, but like, you know.
Works.
Does it say that she, It doesn't say what she does. But they're basically at a resort. They must have some kind of weird marriage problems going on. Like, they don't seem super happy, but they don't, like, seem, like, super not happy either, if that makes sense. Like, they just kind of seem like they're just together.
I think by like the first 30 minutes, they're super not happy.
Oh, absolutely. I think
Okay.
at one point they do say that they've been together for 10 years. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
They were together for a long time.
But then there, I forget what Em is doing at this point, but Gab, that's when Gabby comes up and introduces herself as to James as a huge fan of his one and only book that got literally zero readers and was like widely panned.
I don't know why I thought this was his second book, but it's probably his first.
Yeah, I think it says it is his first. I think it says he's writing another one, so maybe that's what you're thinking.
Probably.
Yeah. But then she just like invites him for dinner with her husband. And then, they all decide to go on like a little like detour together. And I'm like, you just met these strangers in a resort. Maybe don't.
I feel like the
Again.
rich trust the rich, which isn't
Yeah.
always the case. It should be followed.
We shouldn't always trust the rich.
Nope.
Yeah, but then they go. Oh, because it says that the tourists are supposed to remain in, like, on the resort. Like, they're not supposed to leave the grounds of the
Yeah.
resort, which we clearly find out why. But then they go to a beach, which is not on the resort. So I feel like this must have been a part of Gabby's plan then to, like, get them off the resort.
Yeah.
This is the first point the movie got like super weird for me though, because like James is like peeing.
Yeah.
Then Gabby comes up and just like gives him a
Search.
handy.
Yeah. Hold
And
on.
you.
There's something.
What's that?
Go on. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, and then like you actually see the results of that. And I'm like, okay. That was actually like my first hint where I'm like, oh my God, maybe we are gonna get like the body horror I was promised. I'm excited for what they're gonna do. Why is that the most gross part?
Well, I when you said that, I thought we were gonna physically see it come out, but like you
No,
don't.
you don't. But like, it just caught me off guard. I'm like, I never saw that in a movie. Sorry, in X, there is a back shot. Do you not remember
Yeah.
that?
Yes, no, I do.
I want to rewatch X. I love X.
Wait, there's something that on here about the ejaculation.
Oh. It was very quick. Dude's quick drawn. I wonder if you have problems in your marriage. It took like all of 30 seconds.
Hey, no, it did. It did. I can't find it
I'm not a man, but like.
now. Wait. Okay, go keep reading, but when you get to the part of James being killed, I want to tell you something.
Okay. Yeah, then they like they're just hanging out on the beach. The whole like hand job scene, it like comes, it goes, it's never really brought up again. He doesn't say anything to M. Granted, they kill somebody like immediately after. But like it
Wait,
was
no.
just weird. There
I
was
think
no
it's
like
just
lead up.
to.
Maybe show that he had like a weird thing for Gabby that he like wasn't able to deny.
It's. I literally read something and now. Okay, yeah. Throughout the film, it is evident that Gabby has been grooming James to be a sadomasochistic slave to her. Like, that's a very big word for me. That's a very big word for Elmo. Beginning early in the movie with her sneaking up behind James and masturbating him. In addition to the hallucinatory drug, Gabby had James take likely played another role in her influence on him. So she's just trying to like seduce him, take him over, or, like getting him in the palm of her hand.
I still want to know why she picked him, but whatever. But yeah, then they're like driving home. And I guess they're all like a little tipsy, but something happens with the headlights. Like they like
Yeah.
turn off, so like James is trying to fix them. And then, you know, rather than pulling over and trying to fix them, he just keeps on going and then hits somebody before it's too late to stop. And dude dies like instantly. Like he almost goes through that windshield. Which would have been a good jump scare, but they didn't like really make it into one, which I appreciate. I don't really like jump scares, but like I feel like that could have been a good jump scare.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, and I'm just desensitized now. I've been trying.
It really didn't do anything for me, and I hate jump scares.
But then James is like, we should call the police, and Gabby's like, no, like you don't understand what they do to people here. Like you do not want to go to jail here. So there's already your first hint that something is not right.
Yeah.
But then the next morning, James and M are like woken up to like someone knocking repeatedly on their door, which pissed me off so much. He opens it and it's the cops, and they take him into custody. And so they tell him like you're rich enough that you can pay to just watch yourself die, or you can be executed for real. Obviously, James doesn't want to be executed for realsies, so he gets a clone, which I don't know. It looked like he was just getting like some weird medical treatment. Like they put like the weird, you know, that
Yeah.
game that's like you put it in here and you're supposed to talk and your oath is open. That one, yeah. They put one of those in him, which looked hilarious. And they like took measurements of him. And then they
Yeah.
just pop him in a room. And then you get like weird again, like hallucinatory flashes. Gabby is in a few of them. He sees her. And then he wakes up and M is there and it's fine. And they get to go see his clone, which is creepy as hell. But then he has to go watch himself get executed. And they walk into like the little place, and there's like the clone James with like this is why I thought he was gonna be disemboweled, because they have his like whole stomach bared. I'm like, they're gonna put like
Yeah.
rats in this man and make the rats like eat his stomach or something. Like I just was thinking the absolute worst. I was slightly disappointed. It was kind of boring. But I was promised so much
No, it
more.
was. Yeah.
But it was a cool twist that they had the son of the man he killed come up and kill
Okay.
him. I'm like,
That's what I was gonna say. I didn't
Jesus.
realize that was it, him.
No, it was a brief moment, I think, where they said that. And also, the man who was telling him has like a very thick accent. So, unless you're watching with subtitles, it's probably really easy to miss. I turned
Okay.
on subtitles when it did come to like more of the locals because they had thick accents. And I
Yeah.
didn't really want to miss stuff,
Whew.
but yeah, it is his the guy's son, which was
Yeah.
interesting.
That is.
I thought that was a
The
cool
kid looks
twist.
like he belongs in Smile.
He was so creepy. I also just want to know what the deal was. I feel like it maybe got explained, but like the little teardrops on everyone in the place's face.
Yeah, it was when they were talking, there's like some like cultural holiday they were celebrating.
Okay.
And like when you first saw the masks on like the people from the hotel, the guy is explaining it.
Oh,
I just didn't really care.
yeah, we're here for the clones.
We are.
Yeah, James just gets stabbed in the stomach a shit ton of times, which was gross.
It
Pretty
was.
gross. Because it's all up close and it's nasty. But again, I really thought that M was also gonna have a clone. It
Yeah.
feels weird that she didn't, but whatever, I guess. But James is like very stoic during it, whereas M is like reasonably uncomfortable. But then they give James his ashes, his clone's ashes, which was so creepy, but like kind of funny. But like M is horrified and she like wants to leave immediately and she's mad at him for like his reaction to it, but like you could tell he like enjoyed it a little bit, but like also like he could have just been in shock. M, he's watching himself die.
He was not in shock. Did you see those eyes when he was watching himself die?
No, but I'm just saying she got very mad.
I would have brushed it off until he probably tried to kill me. Oh, that would have been a good storyline too.
Like him, them all trying to get M into this would have been so good. So many missed opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says that he lost his passport and he can't go back to the States. So he convinces M to go. Or maybe not the States. So they go to Australia. He goes to Australia in
Went
the end.
somewhere.
So I don't know.
He went to Australia in the end. Ma'am, what are you talking
Sorry, he
about?
was supposed to be going to Australia in the end.
Okay.
I thought. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'm on crack. Who knows? But yeah, he extends his stay for an extra week and then it gets accosted by Gabby and Albin again. And that's when he meets the rest of their little cultish friends. Yeah, apparently, so as this Wikipedia page is telling me, apparently all these people return to the resort annually, commit crimes, and pay to watch their doubles get slaughtered. Like, nice.
Why not?
I did love when they did the whole twist of like when they're going to get executed and then they all get executed. I'm like, what? But then it ended
Were
up
all
being like a
loving it.
little, yeah, they were like actually watching themselves get executed, but like they made it seem like they were actually,
Actually,
which
yeah.
I thought was a cool, that would have been a really cool twist at the end, I feel like. It
It
just
would
kind of
have
like a punishment for like abusing the system kind of thing.
been. Yeah. But I guess they're such a poorly funded country that they just need the money.
Yeah, it's fair. But yeah, they get James to like do crimes with them, do drugs with them, do orgies with them.
Wild.
Yeah, but then they have him break into like, is it the cop who arrested him? His house? I think.
They're breaking into someone's
They
house.
break into someone's house and then they like trick him into killing a clone of himself, which it we thought apparently was supposed to be like the cop. We missed that. It was actually James who was like the cop. He like does some nasty shit to that thing too. He like pees on it, he beats it up, just like fucked up shit. And then he finds out that it's like his clone and he's like, oh, this is messed up. It's the one and only time he's like, oh, hey, this is screwed
Yeah.
up. So then he goes and he like gets his passport and everything, and that's when he gets on the bus. But then Gabby and all them flag him down on the bus and shoot at it until he comes out. Oh my god, she was so annoying in that scene and also brilliant. I loved it. But yeah, then she tells him that he's like pathetic and all that, and they're basically just using him for their own entertainment. Then he runs off into the woods and he gets shot. What?
I think I missed the part of him getting shot.
Gabby, I think. Yes, Gabby shoots him from afar and shoots him in the leg.
Okay, now I do remember
Yeah,
this.
while he's on the run.
But her husband also got shot at some point, right? During the home invasion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, then he ends up like going to a farm. then collapses because blood loss, and he's like taken in. It's, I think this was a hallucination. He hallucinates that the son of the guy he killed is back again.
That would have been cool if it was actually real.
I don't think
I
it
thought it was.
was. Maybe it
It probably
was.
wasn't.
He didn't die, so I'm assuming. But then he goes out and he's like, Gabby and them are there, of course. And that's when they have the other clone of James, who's like the dog, the beast, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just Alexander Skarsgård wearing a
Nothing.
leash. Yeah,
Yeah.
nothing and a leash and walking, like crawling around. Kinky
Wow. Like a BDSM porn.
shit.
Oh, not really though.
A horno.
Well, yeah, right, yes.
Mia goth genre.
Really.
Yeah, they want, Gabby wants James to kill his own clone. And that, like, he doesn't want to. But he eventually, like,
Yeah.
caves. I don't know why he eventually caves. Oh, the clone tries to kill him.
Yeah.
So then James just, like, punches his face in. And it's nasty. And then
It
after that, Gabby breastfeeds him because.
Well, if that wasn't just enough, she literally takes the blood off of his like
Oh, and she puts it on.
smears it on.
What was the point of that scene? I didn't like it.
I guess it was just that he has control.
Yeah, but I didn't like it. But then, yeah, the next day they're all going back. They're like all on a bus. They're all completely normal. Like nothing happened. Just passing in their bags. They're on the bus. They're talking about like what are their plans when they get home, all that. And then James just decides to stay at the resort. And it's storm season, so like I feel like he's not making it out of that potentially.
So,
Yeah. See what I mean? A lot happens, but it also doesn't feel like a lot happens when you watch it.
yeah.
Which is just disappointing.
It was just funny. I needed more.
I did apparently hear that they're releasing an NC-17 version.
I'm confused of what they are going to show.
I don't know because this was
Saw a lot.
18A. So what else are we adding? I will watch it if there are
Yeah.
enough differences. But like I don't
She'll let
really
you tell me what the
sure.
differences
But like I don't care to own this really when it comes out, I don't think.
Yeah.
It was fine. It wasn't great. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
It
Yeah. It was about as mid a movie, I feel like, as can be. Like, it was just fine.
Yeah.
Like, if someone put this on and was like, hey, we're gonna watch that, I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
Like, whatever. But it's not something I feel like I'm gonna put on myself.
No.
Which is so disappointing.
It
I
is.
thought I was gonna love this.
It was mid.
What?
It was mid.
It was. Yeah, even in my review, I say like it could have pushed the boundaries given like who his dad is and how much he pushed the boundaries. I expected more. Which isn't fair to like compare him to his dad, but like I was expecting that style.
Yeah. Well, so the one Letterboxd review that I liked, I'll read it. I'm just gonna read the first paragraph though.
Okay.
A Nepo baby makes a movie about a Nepo baby, but unlike other Nepo babies, Brian Cronenberg seems to recognize the degree of privilege, and it's the exploration of talent and self-doubt via James Foster that makes the movie a treat to watch. A man who doesn't fit in, whose only true skill is leeching off the elite, and then is thrust into a hallucinogenic world of sex, drugs, and violence when he attempts to fit in. There's a lot of moving parts, probably too many, but Brian Cronenberg is slowly becoming a master of translating anxiety onto the silver screen. In this case, the anxiety of being seen as a failure by the people around you, but more importantly, yourself.
I do like that.
So do I. But I didn't want deep meaning. I wanted straightforward.
I feel that.
Which I think that's like A24's horror genre, is having deeper meaning than what they're
Yeah.
showing.
Which, like, is fine. It works sometimes, but I don't think this one
Sometimes you don't
needed.
want that.
I
Yeah.
don't think this one needed it. I like that you liked an actually kind of intellectual one, and I'm going to read you all the ones I liked.
Okay.
Ain't nobody playing a crazy bitch these days like Mia Goth. That one guy's dick and balls were insane. What was going on there? Did you see that?
No.
I had
What
to
scene was this?
pause when they break into the guy's house and he's like having sex with a girl and they like pull them both
Oh
out.
my God, totally missed he was having sex with a girl. Okay, do I
I
need to
had
go
to
back and watch
pause. I'm
this?
like, am
Okay,
I
so go
just
back and
seeing
rewatch.
things? Yeah, it's strange. I thought I was just like, okay,
Okay.
no, like maybe it's just like he's an older dude, like whatever. No, other people pointed this out too.
Okay.
Someone's like very vaginal about it. So, yeah. Someone else said man had labias for real. It was just a very odd scene. It was weird, but I really liked that review because it made me giggle, and I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't the only one who noticed that. Okay.
Okay.
Someone said, just stay away from Mia Goth. Another person said, nasty and erotic, the kind of hazy nightmare that refuses to let you wake up. Mia Goth is really burning up the screen lately, and I can't get enough. In a movie this fucked up, how is the scariest part that kid smiling?
For real.
Alexander Skarsgård be like mommy, Mia Goth be like yes, and then do a bunch of unhinged shit. And then someone else said doesn't really go anywhere but great vibes.
Yeah.
The
Makes
reviews on
sense.
this are really funny.
Yeah. Which,
A lot of people
okay.
compared
What
it to White Lotus too, like a
I did,
fucked up
like, that
version
was
of
like the
White Lotus.
number one, like,
Yeah.
comment on it. Like, oh, this is an interesting episode of The White Lotus.
Yep.
I got that vibe, though. Especially first season. It's like a first season White Lotus, but mix in murder.
Okay.
Well, more murder.
Yeah.
What do you think the Rotten Tomato rating is on this? Like the critics' Rotten Tomato rating.
85.
86.
Oh my God, I'm so close.
And what do you think the audience is?
72. No, 63.
51.
Zoinks. I always
Yeah.
find if there's a movie I don't like, usually the critics kind of love it.
Yeah.
Or just like, you can just kind of sometimes watch a movie and be like, ah, the critics are going to eat this up.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that scary, but it had like a deep meaning. It was pretty. The critics are going to love it.
Eat that shit up.
I think it deserves praise in like the cinematography aspect. I think Mia Goth did great.
Yeah.
She's great at playing unhinged people, though, so.
She has.
But I don't know. Just kind of let me down. Unfortunately.
Maybe the new A24 movie will be better, because I think that's more psychological thriller than horror. Sharper.
Oh, okay.
It
I need to
doesn't
watch
seem that
that.
much harder.
I wonder if I can fit that anywhere on my scavenger hunt. Probably not, but.
Probably not. We're doing very poorly on that, like you
We'll
said before. Figure it out.
get there. We have till March, end of March.
Yeah, I really just have to lock myself in my room for a few days and just only
Well,
watch
we're
movies.
tied basically. I only have one more than you, so.
But here's my problem is once again, so I'm caught up on all my shows. Actually, that's a lie. I'm gonna have to watch Abbott Elementary tomorrow and The Masked Singer. The Masked Singer is doing Abbott Night tonight, so I will have to watch
Oh,
that episode.
that is so exciting.
But tomorrow, Outer Banks comes out, and Outer Banks was already picked up for a fourth season before the season even premiered. So this season's gotta be decent.
Yeah.
And then just my regular freaking shows that I have. Watching 7 Million, and then Ted Lasso comes out. You season the rest of you comes out.
When does Ted
Yellow
Lasso
Jackets
come
is
out again?
back. 21 days. Yeah.
Not ready. Oh
And
my
then
God, and
Yellow
Yellow
Jackets
Jackets.
and Riverdale.
Is Yellow Jackets this month?
Yellow Jackets is in 32 days. It's March.
Why did I think it was May?
Because it starts with an M, I guess.
I mean, I'm excited. So we should
So am
probably
I.
record that episode soon.
Probably.
Yeah.
At the Antler Podcast, if you want
Oh, can we ask them?
they're doing a giveaway of a Letterman jacket. I kind of want it.
I want one. We can have the Sisterhood of the Traveling Letterman jacket.
Sounds cool. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have to watch a good portion of movies. Well, okay. At least with Ted Lasso and like Yellow Jackets, I can't binge it. Like they're gonna
That's
be weekly
true.
episodes.
Oh, Ted Lasso is weekly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which sucks.
Yeah, it does. But like you
But
said,
like
it'll be
I
better for us.
mentally, yes.
Yeah.
If I binge watch that at all there, I'd be in way deeper depression.
I feel that.
But yeah, so we gotta pick up the movie game. I gotta
We
watch
do.
starting Friday because tomorrow's SVU day. There's too much going on
Absolutely.
Friday, I have to watch a movie every day.
Most of the ones I have left are possibly going to make me sad.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking forward to watching them. Like I was gonna
Fair.
watch Requiem for a Dream the other night, and then I watched the trailer just to see if I was like in the mood for it. And I'm like, this looks gut-wrenchingly sad. Like I already
Yeah.
know it's going to be like
That's like a period watching movie.
deep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked a lot of things that are just gonna make me cry. I'm feeling a little backed up in the tear department. I'm not gonna
I
have
just picked
anybody
all the thing
else.
that's gonna I'm gonna have a brain after this. It's gonna be mush.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I can't wait for you to watch Inception.
It's insane. But I have to find time to actually sit down and watch it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I have to watch The Departed, I think, and I'm trying to figure out when I watch that.
Which is also fucking crazy because, like, so I leave for Disney in like less than 2 weeks.
Have
I didn't
fun.
really register that.
Yeah. We might just have to take this to April a bit.
We're gonna do this. I believe in us.
I believe in us too. I'll watch your movies for you and I'll just tell you what happened.
Perfect. Thank you. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
it.
I'll go through your list. I'll tell you if there's any I've seen that you can just kind of watch without paying attention.
Sometimes I want to watch during work, but I'm in charge of music sometimes. So I'm like, y'all are really screwing this up for me.
Like I feel like you could watch Thelma and Louise and really
Oh my god,
only
I forgot that
like
was on my list.
yeah, like I feel like you can watch that and like super only pay attention to like the last little bit.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Infinity Pool.
Be fair, Infinity Pool made it on my list. We
did.
switched around some stuff.
It did. Do you still have Barbarian on your list? Or
Yeah,
did
I
that?
changed the menu to
Oh, right.
Infinity Pool.
Okay.
We're still watching Barbarian. I love that I chose
I'm
that on Saturday. It's
sick.
Wednesday and I still have yet to watch it.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I feel like that maybe is a daytime watch for you, potentially.
Yeah, no, like, I can't even getting my nails done on Saturday.
Yeah, it's.
We'll find time.
Just
we'll
a
find
dark
time.
movie, and it's spooky.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.